This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Efforts to rescue those impacted by the deadly landslide in Papua New Guinea have been complicated by fears that the waterlogged ground could shift again. Reports from the National Disaster Center indicated that up to 2,000 people were buried under mud and rubble after a massive landslide last Friday at 3 a.m. when most people were probably sleeping, said Itai Viriri, UN Migration Agency IOM regional spokesperson for Asia and the Pacific. The landslide engulfed the area, burying homes, infrastructure, and farmland under up to 8 meters of soil and debris. Only 6 bodies have been recovered so far. Dramatic video from the scene of the disaster showed locals and rescue workers struggling to shift a wall of mud and rubble using shovels, but safe access continues to be extremely difficult, Mr. Viriri said.
And the reality also is that access to the area for, you know, government and other agencies is quite difficult. Just today, this morning, one of the main thoroughfares leading to this area, a bridge there collapsed, and now they have to fix it to make sure that all the convoys that are going to provide support have access.
The UN agency warned that with so many bodies still to be recovered from beneath the rubble, there are concerns that underground water flowing down the mountain will contaminate local drinking water sources. UN and partner organizations have expressed deep concern over the inhuman detention of suspected Palestinian fighters in the enclave by Israeli authorities, alleging treatment so poor that some had to have limbs amputated due to prolonged shackling. In a new report on the situation in Gaza, the authors cited testimonies from medics and whistleblowers that injured detainees have been held at a field hospital with shackled hands and feet and blindfolded 24/7 to their beds. Prisoners are fed through a straw, with several cases of detainees having their limbs amputated due to prolonged shackling, according to the update from the Global Protection Cluster, which brings together UN agencies and other international and non-governmental organizations. It echoes earlier concerns about alleged mistreatment of detainees from the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, and independent rights experts. The Israeli army has previously denied these claims. On the issue of the Israeli hostages, the report indicated that 128 of the 253 people captured during Hamas-led terror attacks on 7 October still remain in Gaza. More than 35 of the hostages have been declared dead, and those still alive likely face the direst of conditions, the report's author said, citing accounts from those released indicating multiple reports of sexual abuse in captivity. Cyclone Rimal has hit the coastal areas of Bangladesh hard, increasing existing vulnerabilities for more than 8.4 million people, including 3.2 million youngsters, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, has warned. The deadly storm left more than 20 dead, bringing down power lines and destroying thousands of homes across coastal areas in Bangladesh and neighboring India on Sunday. In an alert, UNICEF said that the storm has increased health, nutrition, sanitation, and safety risks. Help is being provided for affected communities in partnership with the Bangladesh government in the form of prepositioned supplies that include water purification tablets, jerry cans, mobile toilets, and hygiene and family kits. 2 rapid response teams are ready to be deployed to the worst affected areas, UNICEF said, adding that the initial response aims to reach people in coastal areas, including Cox's Bazar. But critical funding gaps remain across all sectors to meet the immediate needs of girls, women, and persons with disabilities, the UN agency noted. Sinead Hart, UN News.